Rabbi, we're going to start Shir HaShirim. It's one of those fascinating Sforim. Just go into a little bit what Chazal tell us about Shir HaShirim. We know we read it on Pesach. Masechta Seferim brings down that we read it B'Shabbos Pesach. The Gaon actually holds, the Vilna Gaon, that in order to be Yetzir Shir HaShirim, you need to have mamish a klaf. You have to read it from a, like a sefer, a regular klaf. But the lashon of Chazal, if you want to know how chosh of Shir HaShirim is, first of all, those of you that learned the Daf Yomi, so you know from the last perek in Brachas, that Shir HaShirim is so choshev that if somebody sees Shir HaShirim in a dream, first, you have to know what that even means. What does it mean he sees Shir HaShirim in a dream? He sees the book? What does it mean he sees Shir HaShirim in a dream? Anybody have pshat in that? You guys learn brachas? What does it mean? Horoye Shir HaShirim b'chalom. Is Shalom out there? Shalom Rudinsky? If he is telling me, we're calling him in for Herem brachas. Horoye Shir HaShirim b'chalom. Was made this. Right? But Lamaisa, the Gemara says in Brochas, from what I recall, Horoya Shir HaShirim b'chaloyim yitzapir l'chasidus. Right? It's such a choshev a sefer that yitzapir l'chasidus. You can wait for chasidus. That means you're going to be on a high madrigal. You're going to be a level called a chasid in the words of Chazal. Which chasid in the words of Chazal doesn't mean a shtreimel. A greatest madrega, biggest madrega, ma'ase b'chosid echad. It's a beautiful barrier. It's the biggest madrega. But that's the loss of the Gemara. Yitzapel l'chasidus. Meseches Yodayim. The Mishnah says the following. Paragimel Mishnah. Hey, I'm sure Oilam learned this. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Loi hoya ha'olam kedai. The world was never as worthy as kiyoyim shenitin bo Shir HaShirim. That's fascinating. That the whole world, it's mashma, I mean, it can't be kepshutai, right? It can't be posha pshat mishnah. But it's mashma from the mishnah Yodayim that it's more choshev than Matan Torah, than the day of Matan Torah. Because that's the losh of the mishnah. Lo yoyo oilom kedai. That's the Mishnah Yodai. You can look it up. Paragimu Mishnah Hei. And then goes on, Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodosh. It's holier than all the other Svarim. Shtickle Appella. Shtickle Appella, what's going on here? So obviously, as we go into the Sefer, as we learn it, the next, hopefully, a couple of weeks, I'm hoping, we'll see, we'll get a better handle on why it's so special. But Bashkofa Rishoina, we see that the Medrash here, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, there's Shir HaShirim Rabba, and the Shir HaShirim Zuta. So in Shir HaShirim Zuta, right at the beginning here it says, Shir HaShirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amra. So although it says Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimo, so as far as we know, Shloimo HaMelech was the mechaber of Shir HaShirim, but the Shir HaShirim Zuta, the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amra. That's what the Medrash says. And Amru HaOvos VaTzadikim VaNeviim UMalachei HaShores. See, even though Chazal tell us that Shlomo Melech was Mechaber Sefer Shir HaShir. So you remember that from Bava Basra? The end of the first parak, Daf Yudalit, the Gemara brings down that Shlomo Melech was the one who wrote, the way it reads, Shir HaShir Masher L'Shlomo, he's the one that wrote it. The Gemara Bava Basra says it beferish. But, Lamaisa, here it says that the Rabban Shom said it, the Ovis said it, the Malachi Shora said it. So the truth is that Sefer Tehillim is similar. Because Sefer Tehillim, we find, David HaMelech was Mechaber Sefer Tehillim. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Sefer Tehillim, even though he was Mechaber Sefer Tehillim, it was Al Yedei Asor B'nei Odom. And everybody was involved in Sefer Tehillim. So that means sometimes you could find that a later Novi or later Tzaddik was Mechaber, put something together, but really the essence of what's in that Sefer is from before. And the truth is that some of you, I hope all of you remember, when we started Sefer Yeshua, I told you this Yesod, when we started Sefer Yeshua. Because when we started Sefer Yeshua, if you remember, we brought down that El Molei Chotu Yisrael, the Gemara Nedarim Chav Beis, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have done a chet, we only would have had Chamishachum Sheiter, Sefer Yeshua. That's the Gemara says. So, if I'm sure Ba'ilim remembers, we asked the Kasha. Haytocha. That means, Chayta Niskar? We do a chet and now we gain? That means if we wouldn't have done others, we would have just had Chamishachum Sheiter and Sefer Yeshua. And now that we did Averis, we have all the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. What's the Tzachno? Should I remember this? I said this Akdoma to Sefer Yeshua. You remember? I see Arav Levinger remembers. I remember you smiling then. Maybe when I give the story, you'll remember. I said to Maisa, I said, I had a guy in Yeshiva like that. I said, I had one guy in Yeshiva, he was a problem guy. A problem. Everybody's good. Everybody's good and holy. But he was, let's call it high maintenance. He was an Audi. Audi's a good car, but it's Lamaise. Call a coin of Audi, can coin of other in lots. Right? You get a Subaru, it's not so chashev, but Lamaise, it's an Eved. A Subaru is an Eved, and the Audi is an Odoin. Kona Odoin lots. So I'm all, we have Talmidim, chashev at Talmidim, but Lamaise, we're Avodim to them. So he was one such a talent. So this is in the early days of Yeshiva. And he used to go to my office where he actually wasn't here, actually. My office then was in the trailers. Many, many, many lifelongs ago. And so one of the Talmidim in the Yeshiva came to me and said, Rebbe, it's not fair. Pliny by Pliny, he's always by you. And this guy was like, he was a Mitzuyan boy. Always learning, always steiging, always. He says, he's always by you. Because I have to handle with him all the time. Because nobody else was able to handle with him. So they gave him to me to handle it. I'd rather enjoy him. He's a Geschmacker guy. But high maintenance. You know, starters, alternators, transmissions, engine jobs. Alts could turn with him. Today he's Gewaldic. Today he's a Gewaldic guy. But he was Gewaldic then also, but you know. So now you remember the story, right? Now you remember the mice. You had the same smile you have now. So I told him over this kimono and the dog. I said, just because somebody is being spoken to a lot, it's not necessarily a yichas. So when Chazal tell us that if we wouldn't have done the chet, loinitin loem, elo chamishachum sheter v'sefer Yeshua, what do you think Chazal is saying? That we would have been stripped from the Chav Dalet farm? Chas v'sholem! For what's the pshat? The pshat is, we would have understood everything from the chamishachum sheter. The Gemara says, Lekon milse, diksivi b'neviyu b'ksuvi, deloy remizi b'eraise. It's already in the Torah. Right? But we would have been on a level that we would have understood it. Rabbi Center, Shimi's father, I always, when I talk to him in learning, it's very geschmack for me because I tell him, so he goes, oh, so based on what Rebbe said, 10 years ago, that's the. I go, yeah, plus the other vart that I told you 20 years ago. He said, yeah, taka. So I talked to Ari very quickly, very, very short, much shorter. To another guy, it would take me 25 minutes to say what I just told to Ari. Does that mean it's not fair? I talked to Rabbi Center so quickly, and the other guy, I took different. No, the other guy needs an hour. To me, it takes him 3 minutes to tell him. That's not a chesaron. That's a maila. So that's what Chazal is telling us. That everything was already there. Everything was there in the Chamishachum Sheitorah. But the Nevi'im had to, by us doing Averis, we got clogged, right? Like the world today. One thing I have to tell you, the world today gives us such insight. I have to read to the Olam a text I got. Oh, I don't even have it on me. You know what? If you don't mind, go to my office. You'll see my phone on the desk. It's plugged in. Just plug it. Finally, Ahav, and that sent out a text with some clarity. Because most of the texts you get now, it's like you feel like you're in a loony bin. Stop. You are. People are loonying, for lack of a better word. I don't know in a dictionary what to thank you for so much. So this was the Baruch Hashem, and this text I forwarded to people that have been sending me Narisha texts. So this text I sent out, I'll read Olam. This is a rabbi in the Five Towns. His name is Rabbi Frankel Aguda of Five Towns. You saw it, Rabbi? So I can tell you this is a chosh of a text. Okay? Memela has to be a chosh of a person. He says, before I begin, he says, number one, I'm in no way criticizing anybody else. And the thoughts presented apply exclusively to this Aguda. If your doctor tells you stay home, stay home. I'm speaking to Mikey Hillett, but I'm speaking out loud. Basically, he says, I remember a time when it was unique to go to a shul 3 times a day. Today, due to the elevated standards of our community, this has actually become the most wonderful norm. Shuls are packed 3 times a day, from early morning to late at night. It became basic as eating kosher. This, for many years, has remained one of the most beautiful aspects of the neighborhood. The power of tefillah, Kol Kol Yankiv. We're now being asked to shut down all of this, right, because of a sakana. So let's think about it. How important is tefillah? How important is tefillah b'tzibur? How important is kriyas ha'Torah? How important is omen yesh me'rabe? As I travel around the neighborhood, I see restaurants are opened. Yeah, long lines. Long Island Railroad operating. Doctor's offices, full, entire waiting room full of people. How's that possible? Sakone. Silly rabbi, the answer comes, of course. These are essential. Can't close doctor's office. People need to eat. Some people need to travel. Can't afford to lose your panaza. Of course. If someone has to be tested positive, we would quickly sanitize the area. And then we would open it up as quick as possible because we need it. Rabbi Yisai, essential services for Bnei Yisrael HaMakom is tefillah. Yari Baruch Hashem, please, if you know him, give him a yashikach. I don't know if you have his number. But don't be matriach. But if it's not a tirich of you, I'd like you to get a message to him that I read this to the tzibur. While I clearly understand the concern, I'm astounded at what's going on. Churches and mosques are remaining open. Anyway, as I look outside, I look inside, I see the Bnei Olam is still around. He, not anyone else, will decide when we close our doors. Until then, we're open for business as usual. Mincha today is 6:45. Baruch Hashem. I feel exactly the same way, as you all know. I in no way meant to be mevaza anybody else, but people are crazy. It's a loony bin. So you see what a loony bin could be. You're losing your mind. People are just losing their minds. Yeah. So Lamaisa, it's the same thing with the Nevi'im. If we wouldn't have gotten clogged, we would have looked into Chamisha Chumshi Torah, and we would have seen the words of the Nevi'im. But now that we got clogged, now that we got verstopped, so we needed the Nevi'im to... So the same thing, Shir HaShirim, is a sefer that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam already gave in Har Sinai, the ideas, the concepts. The Ovos HaKdoshim already sang Shir HaShirim. Shlomo HaMelech articulated it as we see it. But conceptually, the Sefer Shir HaShirim, that's Pshat in Chazal. But clearly Chazal telling us Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodashim. So I'm going to tell you one pshat in Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodashim. One pshat. And as we go on in the Sefer, we're going to understand better and better, more understandings. One of the lessons of Shir HaShirim is in the words Shir HaShirim. The words Shir HaShirim. One of the pshatim in Shir HaShirim, there's a lot of pshatim. What does Shir HaShirim mean? One of the pshatim in Shir HaShirim is very appropriate. Very, very appropriate. And even to our day and age. Yesterday I thought, with all this crazy talk, that the world is coming to an end, right? I thought, what's the good in it? I was thinking, and this I mentioned by Dovi's Yartzeit, I mentioned this idea, but I'd like the Talmidim to hear this idea, because I thought of it, that maybe it's taka good that everybody went crazy. Such a pachad. Why? I said, because it could be, that Rav Sadia going, they say, b'shem Rav Sadia going, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give a punishment to Klal Yisrael. So sometimes, every punishment has a pachad. Like the pasuk says, "Ayisem mishugim imari necha shatira, yakcha Hashem bebehola." The pachad alone is a tremendous punishment. The pachad, the punishment of the pachad, and then there's the punishment itself. But there's a pachad, there's fear. It could be that we now Klal Yisrael were saved from a tremendous magavim. Instead, the Eibush just gave us the pachad of magavim. That we should have the same fear. Like a real Magevet. And who knows, maybe it's good. As he's the Shtavi given in the world to go completely Mishigah, right? Completely, without any Gvul. That I'm not saying people should be Mishigah and careless and not saying that. I'm just saying, clearly the Welt went to the opposite extreme. In Gansa Mishigah Givon, right? And obsessed 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. Why do you have to get every single person's Havamina sent to you every 5 minutes? Mishugin cup, right? But Gansa Mishugin. Epsher could be that the atmosphere in the world has saved us from a tremendous Magevet. Instead, the Amish just gave us the Pachad of a Magevet. That's the positive. What's the Shir HaShirim? Shir HaShirim, one of the Pshatim is like this. One of the mistakes that an observant person could make, obviously a non-observant person can makes many, many mistakes. But even a person so-called frum keeps every single word in the Torah, kalaka b'chamura, you could still be missing one yesoid gadol. And the yesoid gadol is the essence of your relationship with Rabbi Nishalel. Meaning, you could look at yourself as somebody who does the Rabbanu Shalom a lot of tevis. You wake up in the morning. First of all, I woke up. Right? I woke up. I did my first tevis to the Rabbanu Shalom. Could have slept. I woke up. I was here. Came for Shachris. That's my first good thing. Then, wash until Sidayim. I daven. I'm doing the Rabbanu Shalom tevis all day. Every time I eat, I give the Rabbanu Shalom Yasha Koyach. If I finish, I make a bracha achreina. You can look at throughout the day, you can look at yourself, mamish, you do the Rabbanu Shalom hundreds of tevis a day. Meya brachas b'chol yer. I'm doing the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? What a person doesn't realize, and it's a medrash in Parashas Kiseitze, that there isn't one teva that you do for the Rabbanu Shalom that isn't what he's doing for you. The fact that you could open up your mouth and make a bracha is Hashem's teva for you. That would be, you go into the store and you go to buy an item. And the store owner takes out of his pocket whatever he's charging you for the item. And he says, here, pay me. And you pay him. Does he owe you a yasher koyach? Is it meshuggah? Who gave you the $20? He did. That's about as thankful as the Rebbeinu Shlomo has to be for you, for your thank you. Because the fact that you could open up your mouth and say thank you, that's also matan. That's a gift. That's a gift from Rebbeinu Shlomo, that you can open up your mouth and say thank you. That's a gift. The Medrash says, a guy puts on a mezuzah, spent $300 here, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I went to the sefer. I'd recently, such a maaser, recently meaning within the last year, a guy built a house, a multi-million dollar house, many millions. He put a mezuzah on. He was very proud of himself that the sefer gave him three types of mezuzahs. For the front door, he got the most expensive mezuzah, $350. Okay? His front door was about $45,000. His front door was $45,000. Right? So first of all, who gave him the $45,000 for his front door? The Rebbeinu Shlomo. Okay, so now he feels very good. So $45,000, Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me a front door. Now I'm going to splurge and give the Rebbeinu Shlomo $350. No. The $350 is also his. So you're giving what? What are you doing? You're giving the Rebbeinu Shalom $350 that he gave you to protect your $40,000 door. Zok to Medrash. This is Medrash Rabba, Parshas Kiseitse. Who gave you a house to put up a mezuzah? Who gave you a house to put up a market? Who gave you a market to put up the market? It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Even the parts of your life that you think you're doing for the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's doing for you. That's the biggest misconception a person makes. That they think, oh, that I'm doing for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. No. That he's also doing for you. Moedim anachon. Olekeko boso yitzcheni yitzhe bereshes prochis veidois l'shim chagod. How do we end? Al shanachnu moedim loch. So one of the pshatim is, we thank Hashem al shanachnu moedim loch. We're saying moedim on the fact that we could say moedim. We understand that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The fact that we could say, the fact that I just told you everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm thankful to the Rebbeinu Shlomo that I could tell you that, and I could tell you this, that I'm telling you now that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I could thank you. There's no end! It's taka foolish to think that you're doing anything for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, especially since your thinking is also from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The fact that I'm thinking now that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that's also from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. My thought process that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Out says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech started Shir Hashem. He said, number one, you have to say Shir for all the Shirim that you could say to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shir HaShir. Don't make a mistake to think that these praises that we're going to put together is a Toivah we're doing for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We're starting the Sefer by saying, this is the Shir for all the Shirim. It could be that's why Pesach, we read Shir HaShir. The fact that we read Shir HaShir in Pesach is Mesechus Sefer. So I'm telling you Pshat, one Pshat. There are many Pshatim. I'm telling you one Pshat. One Pshat is, because Pesach is the Yom Tov we officially, we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. Korban Pesach, Hallel, Dalut Koises, Sipur. This is a Yom Tov, Haseba, we're busy. This is a Yom Tov, we finally give the Rebbeinu Shalom back. Name, Shir HaShir. On Pesach, we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that we could thank him. Just to screw our heads on straight in this crazy world. So the Eibishel Zoycha Zayin Taka, we should live our life constantly Mashbich the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo should be Mashbich Klal Yisrael.